the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours in sight. Come and join the fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got a house in order and got yours in sight.
I am American. That's what I am. That's what I think.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Freedom Scream. This is your host, Lori Anderson, and Eric will be joining us in just a few moments. There, of course, are some technical difficulties going on, but we do have, once again, a very amazing individual, good friend. I consider him a true friend and has fought for constitutional values, rights, and unalienable rights that are guaranteed in the Constitution, and even ran against the corrupt Sheriff Gillespie and Lombardo. If those names sound familiar, they should. They, of course, are the names you are hearing. Lombardo is the name that you are hearing now because of the Mandalay Bay shooting out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Gillespie, well, he became famous when he turned his back on the peaceful protesters at the Bundy Ranch in 2014 as the federal government slaughtered cattle against Nevada law, which is a felony, by the way. And the only ones that were doing the violence was the federal government. How are you doing this evening, Gordon? So glad to have you.
I'm doing great. How about you, Lori?
I am doing well. A wealth of information has been coming out, and I am so glad you are here with us because you can dig in where we can't. You have personal knowledge where I do not, and I am so thankful for that. And so I wanted everybody to know, you know, hopefully, I'm really hoping that your health gets back up to par where you are able to run as the constitutional sheriff of Clark County. And I can tell you, if anybody needs to be sheriff of Clark County, Nevada out there, that would be Gordon Martinez. He is true blue, everyone. So now that I have made that statement, earlier last week, I was exposing Mastering the Human Domain, the Unconventional Warfare, the Gun Talking, all of the such. I was discussing the flanking, and we discussed the crime scene photos, and just a whole plethora of information. So we're going to touch base on that tonight, but we're going to connect some larger dots and everything will seem to make even more sense as to why. So, some very interesting information has come out. The Mandalay Bay and the MGM ban an on-site investigator. Armed guards and an FBI agent threw him out of his room. This was reported today. An independent on-site investigator by the name of Nick Falco decided to stay at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino and investigate things pertaining to the Las Vegas shooting. He was subsequently banned from the hotel as well as MGM for life and escorted out of his hotel room by armed guards and an FBI agent. The actions of Falco and the hotel occurred within 24 hours of his arrival. Falco tweeted out his investigation. His tweets required approval to be seen, but I have linked them below, along with the ban he received from Mandalay Bay and MGM. Quote, I questioned the Las Vegas shooting narrative. I went to Mandalay Bay to check for myself. After 24 hours, I was banned for life from MGM, unquote. Tweeted Falco, providing the following picture to prove his ban. Falco spoke with IntelliHub and sought to confirm certain things, including the validity of the receipt that was leaked online from Stephen Paddock's room. IntelliHub reported, Falco told IntelliHub exclusively that he received a phone call from the front desk of Mandalay Bay shortly before 7:30 p.m., in which a female operator instructed him to answer his hotel room door, where four men, two armed guards, a security guy, and an FBI agent simultaneously met him. Falco was then told to pack up his belongings before the FBI agent conducted a subsequent inspection of his room. Soon after, the independent investigator says that he was escorted over to the main entrance of the Mandalay Bay, where a security guard stood him in front of a camera and verbally read him the trespass. During Falco's visit, he was able to prove that the leaked online version of Stephen Paddock's room service receipt was in fact authentic. After comparing it to a receipt he himself received after ordering room service Saturday morning. Here's the series of tweets from Falco with links to each tweet. Number two, I stayed at Mandalay. Paddock's room service receipt was leaked online. It is authentic. Here is mine. Number three, there's thousands of surveillance cameras in the gaming area, mostly visible. There's a surveillance camera in each main elevator. You cannot hide. He did shoot down theories that Paddock used his wife or girlfriend's ID to access the service elevator, saying, quote, service elevators aren't prohibited from guests. There are no signs and no locks, unquote. Some people, the next tweet, stated some people have said Paddock used service elevator with his girlfriend's ID, and this is false. There are no locks, no signs, and no keys required. Number five, police said Paddock used service elevators. Why? To bypass security? Question mark. Service elevators aren't prohibited from guests. No signs and no locks. Number six, there are visible surveillance cameras in all the service elevators. There was no reason for Paddock to use these to get around security. Falco also pointed out that the freight elevator is quite a distance from Paddock's room. The seventh tweet stated Red Dot is a service elevator. Main elevators are in the middle. I'm pointing to Paddock's room. Why did Paddock use the service elevator? It's far. Ninth tweet stated, there is an exit staircase right next to Paddock's room. No locks, no alarms, no signs, and most importantly, question mark, no cameras. Falco goes on to say that there was no need for a second window, as the vantage point Paddock would have had over the venue didn't require it. Tweet number eight stated, I had clear view of Paddock's room, concert, and fuel tanks. Shooter didn't need a second window to shoot people and fuel tanks. Why break two windows? Additionally, Falco told IntelliHub that he is no conspiracy theorist, just someone checking out the facts. His 10th tweet stated, Samsung smart TV in all rooms. In WikiLeaks Vault 7 release, these are compromised listening devices by the CIA. I unplugged mine immediately. Tweet number 11 stated, there are at least three Samsung smart TVs in Paddock's suite. Everything could be recorded by CIA or maybe even MGM? And take note of MGM's privacy policy, which Falco notes in tweet number 12 of 14. I don't think it is far-fetched, considering the wealth of information WikiLeaks has provided the American people on the illegal activities of the CIA in our own country. Falco then concludes his series of tweets by asking, quote, I was evicted after less than 24 hours, but a shooter with 23 rifles was at their hotel for 7 days and they didn't know? It seems that Nick Falco has provided a plethora of evidence just in his being banned from the hotel that attorney Brian Claypool may have proper theory concerning Mandalay Bay and MGM simply being negligent of a high roller like Stephen Paddock, which puts lives in danger, grave danger. That was reported by Tim Brown on Freedom Outpost and, of course, sourced via IntelliHub. Why did I read all of this to you? I'm going to tell you why. Because some amazing news has come out today, Gordon. A judge. A judge. I think this judge is getting ready to make some really big enemies, and I'll tell you why. This was reported in the Las Vegas Review-Journal yesterday. A Clark County judge granted a temporary restraining order Thursday to prevent MGM Resorts International from destroying any evidence related to the massacre at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. Lawyers for a California woman who was shot and critically wounded during the October 1st concert filed a lawsuit last week, asking for a judge to stop MGM from destroying video surveillance or any information the casino operator may have related to gunman Stephen Paddock, who authorities have said frequented gambling establishments and fired on the festival crowd from a suite at Mandalay Bay. Quote, there are so many victims that need answers, said Brian Nettles, representing Rachel Shepard, who was shot and critically wounded during the attack. This community needs answers. This nation needs answers. This isn't simply about compensation. This is about answers. It is about changing the way that we do things in this country and that these hotels and these events protect their guests. I'm going to let you hear for yourself from attorney Brian Nettles as he is speaking to the judge, and then he is interviewed. Mike, if you would, please play LV3.
On Thursday, Brian Nettles, attorney for Rachel Shepard, the California woman who was shot and critically wounded during the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival, received a temporary restraining order to prevent MGM from destroying video surveillance or any information the casino operator may have related to gunman Stephen Paddock.
We are just seeking the protection of the evidence that is out there. There are so many people that have been affected. So, of course, I am here today arguing for my client, Rachel Shepard, and her family. There's so many victims that need answers. This community needs answers. This nation needs answers, Your Honor.
But if they're asking us, for example, to preserve and not alter the rooms in which this crime was committed, that's impossible. The FBI has already altered the rooms, as you would imagine.
I'll grant an application for TRO.
After granting the temporary restraining order, Judge Mark R. Denton set a preliminary injunction hearing for October 30th.
What has happened over the last couple of weeks with shifting timelines and witnesses going missing, it's created unease for our client, for Rachel Shepard, and it's created unease for the public. So What we were asking the judge to do was just to put the public and our client at ease just by laying it out in open court that they have this duty to maintain and preserve and not alter any evidence related to this tragic event.
What do you think about that, Gordon?
Pretty amazing. But, you know, it's not that shocking. Anything is possible in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
If you got the money and the wherewithal to go ahead and manipulate evidence, create evidence, manufacture evidence to fit your agenda, that's very possible in the state of Nevada. Everything is for sale. It's it just always makes you sick.
Well, here's the thing. Now that that's ordered by the judge to Mandalay Bay MGM, they are now ordered to preserve the evidence. So what about their the problem with the feds getting a hold of evidence and destroying it and wiping it out from individuals? What do you think about that? Okay, so I think we have some more technical difficulties. We'll try to get Gordon back. And while we do, what do you think about that? Do you think that's going to create a conflict of interest for the feds grabbing up videos and audios and texts and, oh my goodness, all those cameras that they just have no camera proof, but we know the casinos are laced with them? The fictitious narrative of him using tools in order so that he can do surveillance with the cameras that are available these days, it is ridiculous to believe that he had to use tools to drill holes in a wall in order to be able to record or see anything. Almost everything is done. You can use your phone and do Wi-Fi surveillance and see everything that is going on. And the feds know that. Their scenarios, of course, are crud. So, as promised, last week I was asked, or actually I believe it was the last show I was asked, if I knew some of the names of the individuals who were hurt and or killed. And I can tell you, one of the names is a 21-year-old Paige Gasper. She's filed a lawsuit against the Mandalay Bay and MGM Resorts International, the hotel's parent company. She's alleging the hotel was negligent or grossly negligent. There is also another individual, Rachel Shepard. She is also suing MGM and the Mandalay Bay. What is reported about her case is it says it says that District Judge Mark Denton approved the request and scheduled another hearing for October the 30th. So October the 30th, I'm not sure if this is an open court or not, but anyone in the Vegas area, if it is an open court, that would be an interesting courtroom to sit in. And we are currently trying to get back a hold of Gordon and Eric.
I'm back.
Oh, awesome. So, Gordon, what I was saying is I don't know if this is an open court or not. Okay?
Well, incidentally, the Bundy trial starts too?
I believe so, right around that time. I know Tom's has been rescheduled for the 25th out in Oregon for his sentencing. But the District Judge Mark Denton is he approved the request and he scheduled another hearing for October 30th. So if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in Clark County, I would suggest being a courtroom observer on this, and that way you can learn a little bit more. It says Brad Bryan, a Los Angeles attorney representing MGM, resisted a broad restraining order. Told the judge FBI agents had taken over the gunman's suite, collecting evidence, including Paddock's records with gaming companies. There's been absolutely no showing that my clients are failing to comply with their obligation to preserve evidence, he said. And on that note, please hang with us, and we'll be right with you after a couple of words from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Laurie Anderson on the Eric the Freedom Screamer Show. Thanks for being with the RBN Network tonight. That stands for the Republic Broadcasting Network, because we are not a democracy. We are a republic, which we are attempting to resurrect as we speak. Back to you, Laurie.
Thank you so much, Eric. Glad that that you are back on. We love those termites that just try to do those tough technical difficulties to keep us from going on here. So what I was speaking about, in case you didn't hear, was a judge has okayed a restraining order on MGM in order to make sure that the evidence is preserved. Cameras, videos, audios, any and such information and evidence for this lawsuit. So as I was telling the individuals, I said on the last show that I would get them some names. So some of the names of two individuals that I know right now that are involved with suing MGM and Mandalay Bay is Rachel Shepard and Paige Gasper. Both of those individuals are currently in filed lawsuit against Mandalay Bay and MGM Resorts International. I also had someone ask me, was there any kind of proof or any kind of funeral or any kind of anything proving a death? And I'm going to report just such one of them really quick. This is sad. This gentleman was not only a Metro officer, he was a veteran. And what is really sad is when a veteran goes off and fights in the wars, they've made it through all of that. And then they come home and they are murdered. This is reported in Las Vegas Review Journal. This was reported and updated, actually, on today. And this is what it states. Funeral service for Las Vegas police officer Charleston Hartford Field, H-A-R-T-F-I-E-L-D, was Friday in Henderson. Hartfield was one of the 58 people killed in the October the 1st shooting at Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival on the Las Vegas Strip. He was off duty at the time. A police motorcade left about 9:15 a.m. from Palm Mortuary on North Main Street in downtown Las Vegas and escorted a police vehicle bearing his body down Las Vegas Boulevard south to the 215 Beltway and on to Central Christian Church in Henderson. Hartfield's widow, Veronica, son, Isaiah, and daughter, Savannah, walked behind the police vehicle bearing his coffin as it arrived at the church. Bagpipes played as the pallbearers carried it into the crowded church. Following the service, Hartfield was to be buried at the Southern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Boulder City. A public service on October the 5th at Police Memorial Park was attended by thousands. The 34-year-old military veteran known as Charles Chucky or Chucky Hart coached youth football. He recently published a memoir about life on the police force. He also leaves behind his mother, Cheryl, Aunt Trisha, his sisters, Mia, Danita, and Yvonda is his niece, a brother, Carl Jr., and a host of nieces and nephews, cousins, and other relatives. We want the family to know that our prayers are going out to them. And it is horrible that he has lost his life in such a horrendous attack. And this is one of the reasons it is so imperative we get to the truth. This is really, truly one of the reasons. Because many innocents did die. And it was senseless. And it is our duty to get to the truth to make sure they didn't die in vain. To stop this madness. Now, Gordon, you have been on LV, you were on with LVMPD for how many years?
36.
36 years. So you have the inside scoop of the good, the bad, and the ugly, I would say. Right?
Okay, so remember, there are no secrets in the police department.
Right, only to the public. Gotcha.
Right.
So, what I want you to do, if you would, because this is going to tie into everything, believe it or not. You remember the Bundy Ranch situation in 2014. And Sheriff Gillespie, it was a well-known fact that he was very close with Senator Harry Reid. And when we come back...
Thank you for calling Republic Broadcasting. For the Secretary, dial 1.
When we come back from this short break, I want you to explain to individuals what it was really like at that scene, about the Uranium One connection, if you know of it, and about the corruption of the LVMPD, because all of this
you are tuned
is going
to
really
to
connect
Republic
tonight, everybody.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Eric the Freedom Screamer show, and it's Lori Anderson with her excellent guest, with our excellent guest, Gordon Martinez, tonight. We have another guest coming up at the top of the hour. Hour number two is a power-packed show tonight, so I'm just going to stay kind of in the back wings here and turn it back over to Lori. She's doing a great job. Support the network. Support Lori. And Lori, please pick up where you left off with Gordon. Thanks for joining us, Gordon. We value your presence tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely, Eric, and I believe that Gordon might be having some technical difficulties. I don't think that the termites really want him on here. I do know that we have a caller, I do know that we have a caller. So we'll call. Okay. We'll bring on the caller, and then hopefully Gordon will be able to join in and then answer our questions for us, because it's all interrelated to what mainstream media is quote unquote breaking now, which we've been reporting on for over 2 years now. But I must share with all of you, because it actually interconnects with all of this. So welcome, Tom. How are you doing this evening?
Okay, I'm in, doing the show. I got into it a little late, but I'm very interested in this subject. I am, I've been doing electronic surveillance, particularly overt and covert video. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something about holes being drilled and why they were, that was done. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for me?
Sure. There were different reports that came out that there were tools in Paddock's room, and they used that excuse of because there was surveillance that he set up both inside the room and outside on a food cart, acting as if he was drilling holes in the wall.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, everybody has watched these movies, Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible and all these movies where somebody takes this little thing, it's about the size of a the end of your pinky, and they stick it on somebody, and it sends audio and video 22,000 miles into space to a satellite. And, you know, gives perfect audio and video. Mm-hmm. A lot of that, you know, it's all, that's all bunk.
Right.
Especially in a hotel like that, that is flooded with Wi-Fi. It's very difficult to get Wi-Fi connections, especially if you want to set up a camera like that, to get it to work properly. I've had to put in surveillance cameras in hotels for the FBI to, you know, to have a, what's called a pat room.
Right.
And that's where if they want to record some kind of transaction, or they want to, you know, whatever reason, they would direct them into a room that's all wired up. Well, they originally tried wireless, and it just doesn't work. So hardwired is always the best. So if he's drilling holes, he's running cables to, and I don't know what this food cart thing is, whether it's movable or it's fixed, screwed to the wall, but if he had to drill holes, you know, to run wires, that's basically the only way you're going to do it, because these cameras, they do use a lot of power. And, you know, if he wanted something to make sure that he didn't lose his video connection, he would have a hardwired connection to power those cameras, where if you could risk using batteries, where the batteries could get weak or go dead, then you've lost your video. And, you know, in that situation, you don't want to be running out changing batteries.
Well, let me ask you a question, since you know this. Okay, but
yes.
Let me ask you a question, since this is what you do, okay? Let me ask you this question. In those
hotels...
I got to
hang up. I was getting pulled over by a popo here. Call you back.
Okay.
No, leave it on speaker. Whoa. Man, leave it on speaker. Let us hear what goes down. All right, call us back. I guess you have to.
All right, so I will ask my question, because, Gordon, you're on the line. So, obviously, I will ask my question. Those hotels out there, obviously, you've been in and out. You know the landscape over there. I would assume they also have where you can actually plug not just into the Wi-Fi, but you can plug your laptop into a plug-in in the wall and maybe use an Ethernet cable. Is that possible over there? Do they have that over there?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that kind of just throws that right on out, because I can take my laptop, which is not great surveillance, but pretty much anybody's laptop can become a spy camera and record. And as long as you've got that Wi-Fi, and you really don't need the Wi-Fi to record, you need it to project it over the net. So if you're just recording, it doesn't have to be connected to the internet at all. Now, if you are recording and you're putting it out there live, you would either need Wi-Fi or Ethernet. And if they have the Ethernet available, he could simply have plugged in a laptop, put it on where it was recording, had it live streaming if he wanted to, and that doesn't take drilling holes. That's just, I mean, I know that much, even though I'm not an IT specialist. This is one of the reasons that a lot of people can do the Facebook Live events and all of this other stuff. And I get that when a lot of people are on one Wi-Fi, it bogs it down. I agree with that. But if there's Ethernet available over there where they can plug directly in, then, you know, that kind of debunks that theory. And the other thing is you can take and you can use a telephone and you can make it a surveillance setup with just a regular smartphone. You can research it on YouTube. Very interesting. You can use your old broken down phones to do surveillance. So with that being the case, I'm not buying into the drilling into the walls narrative, not for this Paddock guy and everything that keeps going on. I was reading earlier about the other gentleman being kicked out because he's finding out information, you know, something that never made sense to me. Why did the quote-unquote security guard that doesn't have a security license, why did he go up the stairs when he was told to go to the 32nd floor instead of go up the elevator?
Laurie, those are the kind of questions that I don't know are ever going to be answered truthfully. You'll have plenty of answers, but again, how do you know what to believe and what not to believe?
Right.
I'm not an IT person either, but I can tell you this. I used to be involved directly in operations where we would have our IT person come on over and just let us know that what they can do and how to set things up and where to set things up. But as for the technical way of doing it, like you're talking about drilling holes or using Wi-Fi or just plug into, you know, the wall that has all these accesses to it, I can tell you this, it is possible. And every time we would have one of these meetings, I would usually come up with some kind of question about the capabilities of these IT people in listening to phone conversations where the phone is just merely on and not even connected any way through a phone number or anything else. And you can listen to the whole conversation just by having a smartphone or cell hooked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even hooked up, just on. So, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Anything. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to let you know that Tom is back to speak with us. And Tom, I don't know if you heard us because you were being pulled over. I hope everything is okay. And
it was just a stupid headlight.
Oh, well, at least it was a nice stop and hopefully just a warning.
No, it was one of my own guys from my own police department here. So the guys that I do work for, they just didn't recognize me. So anyway, it's all done. So I didn't get the question that you were trying to ask me before we were interrupted.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad everything went well on that end, Tom. And so here was my question, because I have Gordon Martinez, former LVMPD, and he is very aware of Mandalay Bay. He was an officer for LVMPD for over 36 years. And he says that they also have the Ethernet, which is the direct line. My thought pattern is this. I can take a laptop, I can take a tablet, I can take a smartphone, I can take different things like that that's not huge security surveillance type situation and can set them up. And I'm not an IT person, I'm telling you. I am not good at IT. But you can take and you connect that. You can also don't have to connect it to Wi-Fi nor to the Ethernet in order to record and surveil what is going on. That's only if you want to get it out through the internet and or put it out there live. What are your thoughts about that?
Now, are you talking about the hotel being able to watch the stuff or Paddock to watch, see who's coming down the hallway?
I'm talking about Paddock.
Yeah, okay. Well, if it's being recorded on an SD card that's in the camera, the only way you're going to see what's on that is to actually go take the card out of the camera and then pop it into your laptop and view it.
I can take my laptop and I can sync it with my phone and I can see what my laptop is seeing on my phone. They have free apps for that.
Oh, yes, yes. You're talking about visually looking at your screen, like TeamViewer or Go to My PC, stuff like that.
Well, what I'm saying is that with everything that you can get a hold of today and the massive apps and the different things like that, if it was strictly mm-hmm. for him to be able to see what was going on in the hallway or who was coming up per se, okay, and
right.
or cameras in the room to record everything he was doing, for the stuff in the room, all he would have had to do was record on a laptop. Okay, but for the hallway, obviously, that would be different because they said that in different reports that the surveillance was basically on the food cart. Now, the food cart appeared to be mobile. It was one of those that's pushed, and it had a setting for two. And, you know, that would require something smaller, like a, you know, depending on – I'm just giving hypotheticals right this second. You could use a right. smartphone to do that. I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm saying, but that possibility does exist. So the scenario of all these quote-unquote holes is not washing, especially with the photos that were released and Sheriff Lombardo confirmed that they were of the crime scene. Then you have the quote-unquote Jose Campos, who is not listed as a security guard in the state of Nevada, and in the state of Nevada, you're required to be licensed under them, whether you're armed or not, and he's not. And then he claims that he was shot at 200 times, but the crime scene evidence of the door that where the police breached the door, the opposite side, there are no bullet holes in it. I mean, 200 shots. I've been on the range. I know what firearms do. You're going to have
200,
holes.
200 shots, the door wouldn't probably be in a little look like toothpicks.
Right. So you have a completely put together door on one side, and then the other side where they breached. And then, you know, there's probably about 2.5 foot up that's still there, and that's it because of the part that they breached in the crime scene photos. So the thought pattern of what is going on absolutely tells a lot of tales just by those crime scene photos. For instance, if he's the one who actually shot those shots, tell me how there's not 1 ounce of blood on those bullets and casings. Because they are sitting on top of the blood, not underneath the blood. Not any of it is underneath the blood.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And then the fact, the way he's laying. But to jump back to this, the surveillance, the cameras and whatnot, if he
yes.
was stashing the cameras, if he was, like, hiding the cameras inside the dresser drawer or in the closet or anything, he'd be drilling holes in order for the lens aperture to look through a hole so that the camera mm-hmm. wasn't sitting there exposed. You know, mm-hmm. kind of like a nanny cam, things like that. So mm-hmm. that's a reason excuse. But when you're in a hotel like that or in an apartment building where I've done a lot of video surveillance using the Internet, and when you're talking about using these apps, they're still using Wi-Fi and they're still
right.
using the Internet. It's very difficult, especially for real-time live video. It takes up a lot of bandwidth, and mm-hmm. it's difficult. He may have went in there and tried using wireless and found that it didn't work, or I've done the same thing. I expect to be able to go in and pop in 6 cameras that are all Wi-Fi, and I find out, I can't do it. The band is so saturated that I'm not getting any video, or I'm getting intermittent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a professional blackjack player for many years, and in fact, mm-hmm. I'm still what's known as like a high roller at the casinos, and I've had some of these really nice suites and all that, and I've literally rolled carts and carts of equipment up into my room because I've stayed in the casino hotels for a couple of weeks at a time working on jobs that are local and building up computers, building up all kinds of stuff, and nobody ever, not once, ever question me what I was bringing up in there. I mean, cases and boxes and stacks of equipment. Nobody ever once ever asked me what's in there.
Well, in reality, they shouldn't.
Well, no, in reality, they shouldn't. But, you know, this guy somehow... and I don't know, you know, I've been in the back room. Yeah, I've been escorted out of many casinos, you know, for being a card counter. And I've been in the back rooms, I've been in the back hallways, and there's cameras everywhere. I've been in the surveillance rooms up in the casinos. They have, the only place that's not covered is usually the inside of the bathrooms, and then sometimes I wonder about that.
Right, exactly. So the narrative that they don't have any of the surveillance of him going in and all of this other stuff. But last week, I don't know if you were listening last week, but last week we compared the sounds of the weaponry, none of which that they showed on the list of weaponry that was in Paddock's room matched the sounding of it. They're trying to blame it on an AR-15 with a bump stock, and it doesn't match. The RPM on it is entirely too much. It actually matches.
It's full automatic. It sounded full auto to me.
Yeah, it has actually been matched to an M240 belt fed. And then when you check that, along with what I also did on the last show, check Wednesday's show, you'll hear it yourself. It's in the archives. And it is the way that it is firing, and there was a forensic acoustic analysis that was done on it, and it proved that there was two shooters. Well, there was at least two shooters, okay? But when you do the forensic analysis on it and on the acoustic part of it, and then you listen to it, and you research gun talking, that is a military tactic by the U.S. Marine Corps. Now, I'm not suggesting at all, that it was our military. Okay, but what I am saying is whoever it was had military training, no doubt about it. It was definitely.
Well, a lot of law enforcement and the FBI are all, you know, a lot of them are ex-military. I mean, I was stationed at Navy bases and Marine Corps bases all over the place, and a lot of them went into the military police and then went into civilian life as police. In fact, my brother-in-law went into a police officer in Gainesville, Florida. After getting out of the military, and he was, you know, an expert marksman. So, you know, it all fits together. But while I was listening, I don't know if it was your show or one of the other shows on RBN, I heard a video recording. I think it was a woman that was in a car out on the strip or something, and you could hear the first machine gun. It was boom, 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 and then you heard another one almost right after it, and it was a higher pitch. Mm-hmm. And it sounded a lot closer, almost, you know, like an AK.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, that's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the important part of this is all interconnected. I hope you continue to listen to the show, because this is actually going to connect to what mainstream media is finally breaking with about the Uranium One investigation. We're getting ready to really go deep, because we've been reporting on this for over 2 years and they act like it's breaking now. So all this actually connects. I do want to say thank you so much for calling in, and maybe I can have you on the show again maybe next week, and we can talk some more about their surveillance and some things that don't make sense to me, because, like I said, I am not IT savvy at all, and it is wonderful to have individuals who know what they're talking about and have the experience to be able to help educate us. And I would look forward to doing that.
Not a problem. I'm the guy that came down and helped John get the network all squared away. Was it you? Are you the Lori that was trying to reach me maybe a month ago? Was it Mike? Okay,
yes,
well, Mike has my number. Why don't you give me a call and we can discuss whatever it was you needed?
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much, and I hope you
have
a blessed
day. All right, we'll
keep digging.
You know it. Okay, have a good night.
You too. Okay, so Gordon, what we're going to get to, because all of this is going to interconnect, as you well know, so the listeners need to hear from you about the Bundy situation. Are you aware, personally, of any Uranium One ties out there in Nevada?
Just what I've heard on the fake media and the independent media. But it wouldn't surprise me. I've heard about the uranium thing for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And every time I hear something else, it confirms the fact that this occurred. Mm-hmm. Okay, some kind of deal was made, and in order to get that deal to work, well, they had to frame some people. Mm-hmm. They had to illegally incarcerate people in order to get control of that land. And that wouldn't surprise me very much. And again, especially in Nevada, it's just, I don't know how, and I keep hearing this thing, but I can't seem to confirm it, that the federal government owns 85% of Nevada.
Well, I've heard that they keep touting that. And of course, if you go constitutionally and everything else and you really, really dig, they can't produce a deed. They claim they own 85% of it, yes, but of course, Nevada was a territory, and of course, when Nevada come in as a state, that put you on the equal footing doctrine, and it would have made it a state and away from the federal government. But the federal government wants to claim, oh no, even though you're a state, we're still going to retain the land. And so a lot of times what happens is they get it back because of contract. And the way that they do it, the states can revert it back with the permission of the constituents, as well as the federal government has to pay for it. And I doubt very seriously they've paid for it, and I doubt very seriously they can provide a deed. As we know, they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to be able to purchase any land mass at all. It's supposed to be only for forts, ports, arsenals, post offices, and the such like that. It's for our national security only. Real national security, not the fictitious that is going on these days. So what I wanted to say was Clinton and Obama were colluding with the Russians, not Trump, which we knew this, right? But while the media, the Fox News and all the media is in an uproar now because this has now finally come out, so I'm really thrilled that they are actually finally reporting on it. It says in the report, it says, while the media, the Democrats, and many Republicans have been losing their minds spending our money and wasting time on investigating something they have no evidence of investigating, namely the Trump administration colluding with the Russians, the real colluders were Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, and Bill and Hillary Clinton. It isn't like we haven't pointed this out, some of this collusion before here, but C. Mitchell Shaw reports at The New American. I'll get right back with you after a couple words from our sponsors.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling.
Okay.
The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
A revolution.